This is BookCareers.com Live, the podcast about careers in book publishing for people who are looking for a job, building a career, or who want to do their current job better. I'm your host, Suzanne Collier, the founder of BookCareers.com, and it's my job to solve career problems relating to the book world. Hello, and welcome to episode 32 of BookCareers.com Live. This week, I'd like to talk about Twitter. Now, I'm having a love-hate relationship with Twitter at the moment. I'm not on there very often as I really want to finish my book and Twitter can be such a time stealer. But if you're looking for a publishing job, then Twitter can be your biggest ally. Twitter on its own is unlikely to find your job. You may see jobs advertised, and often you'll need to respond quickly if you do, but it should be used as a means of finding a job and also your personal marketing tool. Here are 10 points to make Twitter an essential part of your job search. The first is to choose your username carefully. To be part of your true job search brand, use your own name. Then, when you start sending in speculative inquiries or job applications, as soon as your email or application lands on the recruiter's desk or inbox, you are instantly recognised by your real name, the one on your CV or resume. Twitter has a unique way of making complete strangers feel like they know you. People repeatedly come up to me at publishing events and introduce themselves saying, "I follow you on Twitter," and then launch into a conversation about something I have tweeted or discussed with them on Twitter. 2. Do interact with people. When I'm using Twitter, I don't auto-follow, but I aim to respond to all @messages directed to me. Do this with the person who has advertised the job. Make them feel like they know you because you have responded to a tweet or interacted with them. 3. Do use a real photograph of yourself as a profile image. When you walk into a recruiter's office for an interview or meet with them at a networking event, there can be that moment when the recruiter instantly recognises you. Ah, you look exactly like your profile pic. It can be a great start to an interview. 4. Don't leave your biography blank. If you are in a position to state you're looking for a job, then do so in this field. If not, see if you can add your current job title and add something personal too. Maybe even some slight humour. Loves coffee, loves cake are two of the most popular things I read on Twitter biographies. At all times, keep your biography professional. If you follow someone and they don't know you and your biography is blank, then they are unlikely to follow back. And remember, if you are tweeting for yourself but mention the name of your employer in your tweets, then do add "all tweets are my own" to ensure no one believes you are tweeting on behalf of the company. 5. Don't protect your tweets. Yes, it means everyone can read everything you tweet or Google your tweets, but the whole point of Twitter is that it's an open network. Unless there is a very good reason for protecting your tweets, then make them open. Many people on Twitter are unlikely to follow back someone who has protected their tweets, and your tweets cannot be retweeted. Either participate on Twitter or don't be on Twitter at all. 6. Do follow people you want to work for. Follow publisher accounts and the people who work for the publishers. Check out who they're retweeting. Very often it is their own people. If you want to work in editorial, for example, see how many book publishing editors you can find on Twitter. Not so much for you to tweet, "give us a job" to them, but so you can get an insight into their job and the work they do. This will help you if you are so fortunate to get an interview with them. There are some very good lists of publishing people who are on Twitter, plus a number of people who have their own Twitter lists. One of mine, for example, is either Suzanne Collier / recruiters or BookCareers/recruiters. Both are a great resource if you're looking for a job. As soon as I know someone is tweeting publishing vacancies continuously, I'll add them to the list so you don't miss out. 7. Don't look desperate. Even though you are looking for a job, don't keep tweeting several times a day that you are looking for a job. Aside from appearing desperate, it's okay, we know you are. It is also dull, boring, and unattractive. 8. This is one I'm guilty of, I'm afraid. Do aim to proofread all your tweets before sending. That's definitely one of my problems. And this one isn't. Don't use swear words or text speak, and don't tweet about things you don't want your mother to read. Now, my mum is following me on Twitter, and that keeps me in check. The best thing to do is to follow others and watch their lead or lurk before stepping out into the big wide Twitter stream. 9. Do look professional. It is imperative that you don't tweet things that could backfire on your job search, and at all times you tweet like the professional person that you are. It's okay for you to say you have lots to do or you are very busy. But if you tweet that you are exhausted at 3 p.m. in the afternoon, why would somebody want to employ you if you can't fulfil a day's work? Don't be disrespectful to people on Twitter who don't reply or who don't offer you an interview, or people who have offered you an interview and you didn't get the job. Why on earth would somebody else then want to interview you if you tweet only bad things about people? 10. Do not tweet between 12 a.m. and 5 a.m. on a weekday unless you are in another time zone or people know you're stuck somewhere or something big is happening in the world. Again, why would someone want to employ you if they think you are not getting enough sleep? This might sound like something from the dark ages, but in a competitive job market, you have to remember that recruiters want to employ people who will give their best. And you are someone who can give their best, so show it. There are no hard and fast rules about what to tweet. You need to find your own ground, but remember, your future employer may or may not be reading your tweets. There is no case study, but I'm afraid that I do know of at least one person who has lost their job, possibly as a result of inappropriate personal tweets. The subject might seem somewhat innocuous. They were tweeting from an account that was not recognisable as them, saying how fed up they were with work, and lo and behold, their very successful, profitable employer made their job redundant within a matter of weeks. No one else lost their job at this time. A coincidence? Maybe. But it is far better to be safe than sorry. Nothing you post on the internet is private, no matter what username you hide behind or what secret groups you post in. If it's on the internet, expect it to be made public at some point. This brings us on to the interview question of the week. Can you give me an example of how you've engaged an audience on social media? From an interviewer's perspective, this question is perfect for any role that involves social media. It allows you to delve into an example of audience engagement, even though the candidate may not currently be in a role that involves Twitter or any other platform. It gives the candidate the opportunity to discuss what they did, how they did it, the reactions and the response. You should be asking yourself, how transferable are their social media skills? Was the response they got the same or better than you would expect from one of your company social media posts? Can the pattern they describe for engagement be replicated or bettered in the job you are interviewing them for? From a candidate's perspective, if the role you are being interviewed for involves any social media activity, you need to be fresh in your mind as to what platforms you've been using, how you've been using them, and what engagement or take-up you can discuss. The interviewer is listening to see if you already have an excellent understanding about how to engage an audience on social media and whether you have the skills to do the job. If you've yet to use social media in a job but are always on, say, something like Twitter, have you ever tweeted for a student group, a cause or event and got take-up from your tweets? If so, can you talk about these instead? Ensure you've read the job advertisement about how you might be using social media in the job and aim to have at least two examples of your own work on social media that you can discuss at the interview. Now it is your opportunity to join in the live discussion. You can find us across social media using the hashtag BookCareers or on Twitter at BookCareers or me personally, Suzanne Collier. Or visit our own platform at bookcareers.com/live. Thank you for listening. May you all be doing a job you love and being paid the salary that you so richly deserve.